So some other issues then, and some hints and tips. Real-time information completing the annual amount of occupational pension field. This has caused a real bone of contention, mainly through lack of education, I would suggest, on both HMRC's part and employers' parts of not understanding what these fields are for. So HMRC have seen a small number of cases where no occupational pension is being paid, but employers have entered zeros in the annual amount of occupational pension fields on the FPSs. When you enter zero in the field, what it suggests is that an occupational pension is in payment, but the payment was nil. This could then have a knock-on effect for employees with student loan deductions, for example, as it prompts an automated notification to the student loan company from HMRC advising that an occupational pension is being paid. This might then result in the cessation of any further student loan deductions. If you're not paying an occupational pension, you should leave the field blank and do not enter zeros. Software providers have been made aware of what employers have been doing here, so hopefully, as new releases come out, payroll software will prevent you putting any information in this unless it is a pension payroll. But again, please check. Hours worked. There have been quite a few employers who've been using Category D instead of reporting the normal hours worked. Please bear in mind, normal hours can be the contractual hours, not necessarily any overtime hours that you would expect them to do. As this can affect universal credits, HMRC have issued a plea to make sure that you report the normal hours worked. You should only use the field D if genuinely you cannot report the hours.